We were on Daf Lam Zayin Amud Aleph, and we were discussing the trying to go through the Shaka Vitarya here about Havchana. About Havchana. So what did we say? Let's remind ourselves that we at a certain point when we said this Bryce of Shvuya, so remember Uash and Nivala, we said, so how could it be my folks of Yehuda of Yossi whether she needs to wait 3 months if we saw she was Nivala? And the answer is, because Rabbi Yossi assumes birth control. Right? Isha Mazana, Mishamesh is Bamoch, Shalo Tis Abir. So which kind of women use birth control? So we said a Shvuya uses birth control. And then we said, but he's also made by Gioris and a Shefla, Gioris and Shefla use birth control. So the Hav Mina is, why do they use birth control? Because they know, right, they're going to be free. Right? We had on the board, I think, the different structures, how much indentation. And then we asked, so what about a shift who's freed suddenly? And don't say if you're freed suddenly, you need to wait 3 months, because then Rabbi Yossi, this is all according to Rabbi Yossi, he's making a nusa mafuta, don't need to wait 3 months. So the answer is, isha mazana, shemesh mamoch, kidei shalo, tisaber. Mishapeches, kidei shalo tisaber. Okay, so what was the machlokes? Machlokes, what is the shita of Rabbi Yossi in the end? Rabbi Yossi, which women use birth control? So one sheet that we have is Tosfos. Tosfos says there are two kinds of women who use birth control. Right? It is someone who I don't know how to say this succinctly. A nachris who plans to convert, or a shifka who plans to be freed.
Prospective.
A prospective, good. A prospective giyoret or mishukreret, right? Who's not suddenly, who knows they're going to be, or a Jewish mizana, a Jewish girl who does mus. But a non-Jew who doesn't know they're going to be mishukheret or mitgayeret, right, does not use birth control, but yotzeis mishen ve'ayin needs havchana, has to wait 3 months. That's a sheet of Tosfos. Rashi, we saw, is differently. The Ramban points out that even here in Meduyah differently, that even Yosef Shem Ba'ayin doesn't have to wait. And in Yevamos, it is more explicit in Rashi, that the foolish, that Yosef Shem Ba'ayin doesn't have to wait. What's Rashi's fur? Rashi's fur seems to be that this is, I think, the pashtus of Rashi in Yevamos, a perspective pashtus, let's say, Yoret or Mishukreret, and any Mizana, right? We ask, how come Rashi says, even Yotzei Shem Ba'ayin uses birth control? Because she's still Mizana. And then, what do we have to make the Okimta? The Okimta, Rashi says, therefore, Yotzei B'Shem Ba'ayin doesn't need Havchana, and we just make an okimta. The okimta is that she was a single shifka yotzei shem ba'ayin, meaning not paired up. I wouldn't say married, because there's no marriage for a shifka, but not partnered with anyone. That's what they call it nowadays, right? She was not partnered with anyone, and that's why even the yotzei shem ba'ayin. So for even the yotzei shem ba'ayin, according to Rashi, don't use it too much, because any mizana, even a non-Jewish mizana, uses birth control, so she will not get pregnant. The Rambam is a little peculiar on this. what did the Rambam say? And I think Rashi is maybe the key. There's two ways to understand the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, well, what does the Rambam say? I think you have to take it in order, right? First, the Rambam says, Yoret and Mishukhreret needs Havchala, right? Has to wait 3 months. And then what does the Rambam say? Then what does the Rambam say? Who doesn't need to wait? Hey, right, Anusin Mufuta. Right? And Mufuta don't need Havchala. Why don't they need Havchala? Obviously the answer is to think it's birth control, right? Because even though their Anusin Mufuta didn't prepare birth control in advance, Isha Mazanim Sapeches Kedei Sheh Lo Tisaber, and it's no problem. The question is, how does the Rambam fit with Rabbi Yossi? Right? Rabbi Yossi says, Anusa Mafuta Shvuya Gioris and Mishukreris. Everyone doesn't need to wait 3 months. So how does the Rambam fit with Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, he doesn't fit with Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says everyone does need to wait. Rabbi Yossi says everyone doesn't need to wait. So the Rambam's not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi. Where did he come from? So what are the two ways to explain the Rambam? Or before we get there, it doesn't make any sense. If we look at it for a second, here's Gioret and Mishukreret. Right, here is Anusa and Mefuta. Right, what are the different shitas? So, Rabbi Yossi says everyone's Ptura. Right? No one has to wait 3 months. Right? That's our sugya. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says everyone has to wait 3 months. Okay. And anyone noticed in Yevamos, what did Shmuel say? What difference did Shmuel say?
To the Shonas.
Or to the Shonas, but either way, what was he more makel on? What was he more makel on?
Sorry.
On Goyim, on Yerushim Shukaris, right? So maybe Shmuel makes a compromise. This is a big machlokes. And he says, by Goyim we're Mekel, only by Jews we're not. Okay, it's not so clear if that's what Shmuel was saying, but that seems to be plus what Shmuel was saying. What is the Rambam saying?
And our Gemara also would be that way if any Chiluk would have. Meaning, our Gemara also would not as more pushed by...
Could be. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Now, what did the Rambam do, though? The Rambam doesn't make any sense. By Yoris Mishukreris, he says, Kayevis. Right? The Rambam is against every sheet of the Nora. The Rambam doesn't make any sense. So, the Rambam doesn't follow anyone. By the way, Justin, this is not our main topic, and this is in brackets. Anyone know why, if that's what Shmuel meant? You should know, the Rambam and the Ramban say Shmuel didn't mean this. He didn't mean to make this filler. But if the Shmuel meant to be more makel by a guy, by a Gioris? Why would Shmuel be more makel by a Gioris? Anyone have any theories? Why he might be more makel by a Gioris? Like the Gioris didn't fine, and the Jew didn't. So why is he more makel by a guy who didn't and converted?
Yours for sure is planning something. I mean, she wants to become Jewish.
Okay, and the Jewish girl who does nus is planning to stay Jewish, and she knows it would be a shame to her family if she was pregnant, so they should be able.
Yeah, she has less of a possibility of doing it. The Yoris is plans what she's doing, and she wants to go to the Gisha, so she has a thought of planning more.
But I don't understand. If a Jewish girl
Anusa Mafuta, she's on the
spot. Okay, sorry. Now I understand what you're saying. That's the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, because the Gioris Mishukreres, the assumption is they plan their own liaisons. And therefore, they can plan better birth control. Okay, that's the Radvaz's shot. The Meiri is a different
but
shot.
That doesn't help from the Zanya.
What?
That doesn't help from the Zanya.
I know he would say it's only Anusa Mafuta and not a regular Mazana. The Meiri says the guy were more experts in birth control because since they were more parents, therefore they taught each other birth control methods more expertly. And a lot of the Rush and The Rush suggests that maybe Yoris is mostly the Loshchicha, it's less common, and therefore they weren't gozer so much. And Rashi suggests that. Rashi suggests basically along the lines of what Morty was saying, Rashi suggests that by the Yoris, she would always be planning to not get pregnant. And therefore they didn't make Xerah. But by Jewish girls, if they're married, they plan to get pregnant. Only if they're single, they plan not to get pregnant. So therefore, they were gozer on all the Jewish girls. Okay, plenty as far as. Now, let's get back to the Rambam, though. The Rambam doesn't match anything. So first question, where did the Rambam come from in Shas? And second question, what is he trying to say? What's his svara? What's the muck of the Rambam in Shas? Why would the Rambam come up with something like this that has no mucker in Shas? Based on a Gemara. Which Gemara? Based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis. What did the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis say? It says, a ger v'giyoris who come to convert have to separate for 3 months. Why do they have to separate for 3 months? Don't we know who the father is either way? Because they have to know if it was his Kedusha and his Shalom Kedusha. I mean, is this a conceived Jew or is this a converted fetus? Okay. So Tosfos raised the question, gives other answers. Hold on a second. If we hold like Rabbi Yossi, right? The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yossi, and the Rif passes like Rabbi Yossi. If we pass like Rabbi Yossi, why do the Ger v'Giyoris have to wait? So Pashtos, that is the Makor of the Rambam. Here, the Makor is Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Why? Halacha's always like Rabbi Yossi. We always pass like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda. Here the mucker is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which says Ger v'Giyoris Sheba'u Lehisgayer, right? Mafrishim Osam Gimel Chadashim. A Ger v'Giyoris who come to convert, we separate them for 3 months. Mafrishim Osam Gimel Chadashim. So the Rambam says it must be. Now Tosfos Yevamos says, maybe that's not according to Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass like that Brisa. Or maybe that Brisa is only a very special case of the Ger v'Giyoris who don't realize it's important to be mavrin, so they didn't use birth control. But the Rambam assumes that no, that this case is a general rule that when a non-Jewish girl comes to convert, you have to wait 3 months. Okay. How does that fit, though? So that's the mucker. The question is, how does this fit? Rabbi Yossi.
The Gemara was only for a couple who came, not for individuals.
Aha! So that's what Tosfos says. The Gemara is only for a couple. That's Tosfos' best answer in your problems. The Gemara is only for a couple. Why? Because a couple thought it makes no difference with Nizra Kedusha or Shalom Kedusha, so they didn't use birth control. Because they didn't recognize. A single girl knows that she doesn't want to be pregnant and it's a shanda and it wouldn't be look good to join the Jewish people. But that's not what the Rambam says. Because the Rambam says, Giyoris or Meshuchreris or Ger v'Giyoris who convert need to wait 3 months. So the Rambam clearly did not understand this way. If I look at the, I'll read you the Rambam. Right, let's take this Braisa. What is it? Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph, Vilchus Gerushin. Says the Rambam, Shifcha Shinishtachra, V'Giyor Shinisgayra, Mamtinim Tishim Yom. Va'afilu Ger V'Ishto Shinisgayru, Mafrishin Tishim Yom. It's clear, whether single or married, you have to wait. You have to wait 30 days. 90 days, I apologize. So, it's not only Ger V'Yoris, like Tosfos wants to say, in Yevamos. Here, what does Tosfos say? But that's only when they're already married, and so they don't think that there's any reason to use birth control. Or he says maybe it's only if we know they didn't use birth control. The Rambam knows this is a general rule. So what's that? How does that fit Rabbi Yossi? So what are the two opinions in the Rambam? What does the Magen Mishnah say?
He holds like Rabbi Yossi.
One is the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam Posak, Ki Rabbi Yossi Legamri. Ah, if he holds like Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Yossi said, remember our Gemara? I'll read it to you again if you forgot. Rabbi Yossi says, Hagiyores vashvuyah vashifcha shenifteru v'shenisgayru v'sheneshtachru yisiris alvenos gimel shenu yom echad. Rabbi Yossi matuli ursli nasim yad. Rabbi Yossi said they can get married right away, they don't have to wait. So how did the Rambam say they do have to wait? So the Rambam must have had something similar to Rashi, but a little different. What did our Gemara think at first? Our Gemara thought at first, what are the two stages of our Gemara? The first stage of our Gemara, they say, I understand why the Giyores and the Shukreres, who know they're going to convert and become free, use birth control, because they're planning. But I don't understand the Amusa and the Mafuta and the person. So then this is stage one. And this is stage two. And they say, oh, an Isha Mezana is Mishapeches, right? This is stage one, the Moch. Some people prepare a Moch. And this is stage two, the Hipoch. Or Grudarashi, this is stage one, the Moch. Ah, people who have plans for the next 3 months, you know, are going to be converted or freed soon, they use a Moch. But what about someone who is just on Mezana? And therefore he says, no, anyone who does Mezana does Hipoch. But maybe the Rambam understood. This is always tricky. If the Gemara says, okay, we got A, but what about B? The Gemara says, no, we have an answer for B. Does that mean you have an answer for B in addition to A? Or even answer B instead of A? It's always ambiguous. The Gemara gives one answer, then gives another answer. Is that on top of the first answer instead of the first answer? The Magen Mishnah says, I know he doesn't say it in these words, but that's because he's not trying to be a Farshim word. He says, how did the Rambam read our Gemara? The Rambam read our Gemara that let me just clarify a little bit. What are the two reasons people would use birth control? One reason is because of one reason they would use birth control is because of future plans. The other reason they use birth control is because of business. Right? Because no one wants to be like a single out-of-wedlock Jewish mother. For Rashi also, one reason is because of future plans. The other reason is because of znus. First we say, whoever has future plans will use birth control because they can get themselves a moch. Then we say, no, even someone has no future plans, who just a nusim of food has any kind of znus, will do hipoch in order to save themselves. Right? And the Shvuya also, they said in the beginning, that was future plans, because even though now she's like captured, and you know, by some goyim, she has future plans that she hoped she'll be brought someplace where the Jews will redeem her and she'll rejoin the Jewish people. So she's also someone who has plans to rejoin the Jewish people. Right? For the Rambam, I think what the Rambam says is that the future plans is only a havamina. The idea that a woman will use birth control because she has future plans where she needs to join the Jewish people, that's only a havamina. Really, the Gemara at first thought that women use birth control because of what they plan to do in the future to join the Jewish people. But then the Gemara changed their mind. And really, there's only one din. Any mezaneh uses birth control because they don't want to be a single mother. They don't want to have a baby without a father. The way the Rambam read our Gemara is that in the end, people don't use birth control because they're planning to join or rejoin the Jewish people. They only use birth control because of Zeus. Because no one wants to be an out-of-wedlock mother. No one wants to be a welfare queen. What comes out then is in the Maskana, so therefore, what's the Okimta? When Rabbi Yossi was Makil for a Gioris and a Shivcha, he only meant if they are single. At first we thought he was making for all Gioruses and Shifchas, because they have future plans to be Jewish. When you have plans to be Jewish, you want to have a clean slate. But that's only the Havmina. L'maskenas where you say, each of them is Zanam, some people are Zaver. No, women don't use birth control because they want to become Jewish, or they want to become freed. Women only use birth control for Znus, because no one likes to get pregnant from Znus. You want to have a father for your baby. And therefore, L'maskana, we say, at first, again, when he was Mekel for the Gioris and the Shvui and the Shtachra, we thought it was because of their future plans. Before we knew that they used birth control for Znus. Now that we know they use birth control for the truth for Znus, we reinterpret Rav Yossi Shita by Gioris Meshukharis. He was only Mekel for Znus by a single Gioris and by a single Meshukharis. He was never Mekel for a married Gioris and a married Meshukharis. And then he'd be like Rashi, Yotzei Shushim Ba'ayin is, but not just the Yotzei Shushim Ba'ayin is the Yokemta single. All cases the Yokemta is single. Rabbi Yotzei is only made up by single girls. Otherwise, it makes no difference. So that's, what if the Mighty Mishnah make two assumptions? What's his two assumptions? Puzzle for Rabbi Yotzei. Aval, Rabbi Yotzei, Hikil, Rak, Bimizana, Velo, Binesua. What are the two assumptions by the Mishnah makes? Number one, a new pshat in our Gemara, which is very similar to Rashi's, right? That you make an okinta, he was only make, what does Rashi say? He was only make by the Yotzei Shem Ba'ayim if she was single. So just take that a step further. He was only make by all the Mishvui, the Shvuyos and Shif, or all the Shifchos and Gioros if they were single. Just take Rashi one step further. Agam, how do I know Rashi himself doesn't take it one step further? Because earlier in Yevamos, he says that. But what's his second assumption? His second assumption is Shana the Rambam. What's the relationship between these two halachas? What halacha numbers are these? Halacha Chaf Aleph and halacha. Here he says Chaf Beis, right? And Mizana, right? Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. What's the relationship between these two? So, according to the Magid Mishnah, the relationship between these two is that one is modifying the other. Here we have the Magid Mishnah. According to the Magid Mishnah, this is Halach Chaf Beis modified Chaf Aleph. First, the Chavala says, a Giora and a Shifcha and a Gerbe Gioresh and stuff have to wait 3 months. Then he modifies this. When does a girl, whether Jewish or Goyish, have to wait 3 months? If she's married. But if she was Anusa Mefutor Mizana, which cover all, right? Remember, according to Rambam, there's three types of single girls who sleep with a man. Anusa Mefuta or Kadesha or Mizana, right? So if she was Anusa Mefutor Mizana, whether she was forced to sleep with someone, whether she was convinced to sleep with someone, whether she wanted to sleep with someone, meaning if she's single, that's just another way of saying single. If she's single, then she does have to wait 3 months, and that's modifying the Gioris. So in the end, this is a married Gioris and Shifcha, and this is a single any type of woman, right? Whether she's Jewish or Goyish or Shifcha, you know. So for the Rambam, Chaf Beis is modifying Chaf Aleph. And therefore, what the Rambam really meant to say is a Gioris has to wait 3 months, and then went back and says, ah, but that's only if she's married. If she's single, whether Jewish or Goyish, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. And he thinks even Rav Yossi was only Mekel by a single Gioris and Shifcha, not by a married Gioris and Shifcha. That's the Magid Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam. Chaf Beis modifies Chaf Aleph. The Beis Yosef has a different shot in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef has a different shot in the Rambam. Says the Beis Yosef. And the Meiri has the same shot as the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef actually didn't have a copy of the Meiri. Right, if you notice, if you're learning Beis Yosef, he has a lot of the Rishonim that we've heard of, but he doesn't have a copy of the Meiri at all. Who's the first Achron who really quoted every Meiri? Anyone? Good history question. Who is the first Akron on Shulchan Aruch who quoted every relevant, went through the Meiri, quoted every relevant Meiri, and integrated it into the discussion of the Sukkah? The Mishnah Berurah, correct. You read the Mishnah Berurah, and you hit Meiris every Monday and Thursday, right? Especially for your halacha. He's so excited to find the Meiris, right? They say that there's an asura from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish thought we shouldn't paskin based on the fact that we discovered the Meiri on Shas. The Mishnah Berurah obviously disagreed with that Chazon Ish, if the Chazon Ish in fact said it, because the Mishnah Berurah was so excited and always revised the Pesukim based on what he found in the Meiri. Okay, so... they started publishing, find is a tricky word. It's not like it was, it was not there. It was just a manuscript in a library that most people didn't have access to. They started printing the Meiri only around the turn of the century, meaning what we call the turn of the century. That's when they printed the Meiri. They started printing it around 1900 and took them a while to print them all. So basically that was the time of the Chofetz Chaim, meaning that when the Chofetz Chaim was a kid. I think when the Chofetz Chaim was a kid, he didn't have the Meiri. But when the Chofetz Chaim became, by the time he was already a gadol, he had Meiris. He probably had a full set at some point, or close to a full set. And you see how he really took the Meiri into account. Okay, the Beis Yosef didn't have the Meiri, but really the Meiri is the same shot as the Beis Yosef. How do we know? Because the Meiri says, and the Rambam says, etc., etc., the Beis Yosef shot. And then other people say, like the Magen Mishnah shot. But he doesn't think that's what the Rambam says. He does quote some people say the Magen Mishnah shot, but when he quotes the Gedolei Mechaberim, which is his code name for the Rambam, he says like Beis Yosef shot. What's Beis Yosef shot? Beis Yosef shot is that because of this Gemara, the Rambam made a new radical psak. The Rambam paskened Kirab Yosi Bimizana Yisraelis, O Kirab Yehuda Bigioris Vishifcha. By Rabbi Yehuda for Goyim, Rabbi Yossi for Jews, even though Rabbi Yossi paskin his way for all people, Lakula. Rabbi Yehuda paskin his way for all people, Lachumra. And Shmuel seems to have paskin Pumfakert. Like, Shmuel seems to have paskin like Rabbi Yossi by a Goy and like Rabbi Yehuda by a Jew. But the Rambam, because of this brisa, because the Rambam knew we should always pass like Rabbi Yossi. And yet he had this brisa on Daf Mem Beis, which seems to be according to everyone, and which he wanted to expand to all Goyim, all Yoris and Shifras, the Rambam paskind, really, like Rabbi Yossi for Jews, and like Rabbi Yehuda for Goyim. So, in terms of how he fits with our Sugya Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't fit with our Sugya Rabbi Yossi. He's not possible like Rabbi Yossi, right? I mean, according to the Kesef Mishnah, according to Beis Yosef, there is no pshat of the Rambam in our Sugya. I mean, some had a pshat, but we can't know what it was. Because he doesn't possibly reveal Yosef B'chlal. He paskins half and half. So how can you know what his pshat Rabbi Yosef was? How does the Beis Yosef learn this Rambam? The way the Beis Yosef learns this Rambam is it's not modifying it. It's a contrast. In the Bab'alif, he's talking about any Gyores Vishivcha. And here he's talking about a single Jewish. A single Jewish girl. It's not a modification. It's a contrast. In Chabal, he says, any Gyors or Shifra, any non-Jewish girl becomes Jewish, where Makrin has to wait 3 months. And then Chabez, he says, but Jewish girls who sleep around don't have to wait 3 months because we trust that they use birth control. That is the Beis Yosef's shot in the Rambam, that he splits between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Why would he split between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Svarah? So, let's just figure out, make sure we have a Svara for both Shat of the Rambam. Here in the Svara, we've already explained. For the Magen Mishnah, the Svara is Pashut. The Svara is that no one wants to get pregnant from Znus, but married prospective converts don't mind being pregnant. Right? That's against what it says in our Gemara, but he says our Gemara is just a Havmina, right? Our Gemara thought because you had plans to be freed or convert, you wouldn't want to be pregnant. The answer is no. No one minds a girl who's come to bed and to convert doesn't mind being pregnant. Why should it matter that she's pregnant? She can give her pregnant, so her kid won't be so yochas, beseder. a girl, Shifra's going to be free, doesn't mind being pregnant. So what's the big deal? She's pregnant. So her kid won't be so miyokas. Not such a big deal. It's only single girls who don't want to be pregnant because you don't want to be a single mother. It's not a pleasant lifestyle. It's a very difficult lifestyle. What's the svar of the cat of the Beis Yosef? See, so the svar of the Beis Yosef is that we're machmer by goyim and makel by Jews. Why? Why? Meaning even by single mothers. Meaning we're machmer by goyim and makel by Jews. Why? Like, so what's pshat? What does the Beis Yosef say? What do you mean by that? Aha. Okay, but don't we also want in Jewish people Lahavdin being Zer of Ruvain to Zer of Shimon? So just say what you mean. What do you mean? What? Okay, there are two drachim in this. The only derech I found in the Rishonim is the Meiri says it's an issue of mitzias, not of din. What's the difference? Meiri says, he says it's a chiluk bimtzios. What does he mean? Jews don't want to get pregnant from znos, but, right, goyim don't mind. Says, these goyim and these shifkos, they're so prutzim that they don't mind getting pregnant from snus. Again, we're not talking according to Rabbi Yossi, we're talking according to the Rambam, right? Says goyim don't mind getting pregnant from snus. Goyim are big prutzim. They don't mind getting pregnant from snus. Jews, the shanda, who would want to get pregnant from snus? And how do you fit into society, etc.? Because the Jews have a very tzniustic society, right? Imagine you're a girl growing up in Mea Sharim and all of a sudden you have znus. You want to use birth control. Where are you going to fit into society if you get pregnant with a single girl? But on the other hand, by the goyim, you don't have to go to any null class, whatever. Okay, by the goyim, you know, nowadays in America, it's more of a kovel kvar. It's even a kovel among middle class people starting to become. That okay, you know, it's not such a big deal to be a single mother. You could be a single mother, there's nothing to be embarrassed about nowadays. It's a free country and we believe in our liberty and therefore by the
good. Already they put ganim in high schools and public schools for the kids, the single women.
Right, and for sure. But, I mean, here's the scary part. 20 years ago, it was the lowest classes of society. Again, I'm not making any value judgments, anything. The lowest socioeconomic classes of society. Nowadays, it's creeping into middle class people also. It's becoming really, 20 years ago it wasn't a kobol, it was makobol for people who were high school dropouts and, you know, nowadays it's becoming makobol even for regular people.
It was also for working, a lot of women specialize in professions, so they wanted guns.
Yeah, I mean, even there could be women who are lawyers and doctors who decide to be single mothers because that's their lifestyle choice, right? It's not like high teenage pregnancy and dropouts and low class and whatever. It's makobol. So therefore he says, okay, maybe in their days also, by the guy who was makabel to be a single mother, and they weren't embarrassed about it. No one denies that it's easier to raise kids with a shutuf. But nonetheless, they weren't embarrassed about it, and some people, they like babies, even if they have to raise them on their own. So therefore, they wouldn't use birth control. That's the thing he says. Chilek would see us, the Jews, even when they do znus, they don't want to show up. You know, they don't want to have a baby for it. And by the guy, they're not so machmed. What I think Joel was trying to hint at, maybe... So, Efshir, but I have no proof whatsoever. Efshir, you could say, maybe it's a chiluk v'ikaron. Maybe it's a fundamental chiluk. What's the fundamental chiluk? Now, this is against the Shach v'Tari and Dachman Beis in Yavamos, but that's okay. The Shach v'Tari is only in the Havmina. It says, maybe you could say that, it's the, if you look at it from the perspective of Rava, Rava says it's about accidentally doing a rayas when someone doesn't know who their brothers are. If it's about accidentally doing a rias, you don't know who your brother and sister are, for sure you should be more machmer by a Jew. There's more possibility of doing a rias. But, because there's more relatives that you could have that you'd be related to, there would be a rias. But if you say like Shmuel, it's not a matter of a rias, it's a matter of Kedushas Yisrael. Part of the Kedushas Yisrael is to have yichus. Then maybe you could say, even though this is not the Pashtun Shad and Lord Duffin Bees, maybe you could say that as important as it is to have yichus within the Jews to know if someone's Reuven's son or Shimon's son, it's even more important to know who's Zeresh and Nizar Mekdusha, Zeresh and Nizar Shalom Mekdusha, to know who was the son of a Jewish woman And who was the son of a non-Jewish woman? If you want to say Bikaron, that Bikaron, that is just more chomor to be confused between a Jewish, or let's say a little better, that we're more machmir to distinguish zera hanizra bikdusha lizera hanizra shelo bikdusha than regular yochsin. Regular yochsin, for kedusha yisrael, we need to keep track of yochsin. But it's even more chomer that we need to keep track of who's nizra bikdusha, who's nizra shelo bikdusha. Is that what you're trying to say? Right, but that's what possibly you could say. However, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. I would not have said that. Like, on the one hand, okay, it sounds vaguely kuzari-like. You want to know if someone's really Jewish or not. But on the other hand, lemaisa, I'm not sure I would agree with that, because ultimately, what's the difference with nizra or nizra shelo b'kedusha? If the baby was nizra b'kedusha, he's a born Jew to a gioris. Or I would say no, that's not true, because their babies, I take it back, if baby's nizra b'kedusha, then he has a mother and a father from the Jewish people. Right? He can have a shevet, right? If the gioris marries a guy from Shevet Usher and has a baby, the baby's from Shevet Usher, right? He has a Jewish yichus. If she was pregnant before she was converted, then the baby's a convert and has no yichus whatsoever. So you could say it's fair to know if the baby's from Shevet Reuben or Shevet Shimon, if he's Reuben's son or Shimon's son, that's important. But to know if he's Reuben's son or nobody's son or a guy coming from nothing, coming from the goyim, that's even more important. And therefore, if you want to, you could say that we're more machmer on that. Okay, the Meir doesn't go that way. He says just sociological, it's not philosophical. But if you want to say philosophically, as important as it is to know whether he's Reuben's son or Shimon's son, it's even worse if we don't know if he's Reuben's son or Avodah Zarah's son or the goyim's son.
Don't you see that in Shitas Rabba also in that Gemara Yavamos? Because he agreed that the tam for Hanabai Gerbi Yoris being a couple is because of Lahafim Yitzar Shalom and Yitzar Bakdush. He doesn't agree with Shmuel's reasoning about the Yichus within the Yichus. Right? So doesn't that mean Rabba...
No, Rabba's both just to avoid problems.
Why? What problems are you avoiding?
That's the word. By Rava, if we don't know which Jewish father he is, you can have a problem. If we don't know if he has a Jewish father or has no father, we also have problems. What's the problem? The problem is that you think he's the son of Reuben, he's really the son of Goyim?
But
there's a difference. Because if it's after they converted, he's the son of Ger Plumi.
Right.
If it's before they converted, then he's the son of nobody. There's no yichus after the father. And there could be tremendous nafkaminas. The nafkamina is, if he grows up as a Makadosh's sister, is she an Eishes Ish or is she a Pnuya? If his father died without having more kids, does his mother need Chalitza or does she not need Chalitza? Right? If his brother dies and he does Chalitza to his sister-in-law, is she Muteris Lashem or Asura Lashem? So that's what the word means. Okay. There's two drachma understanding the sheet of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam could be within Rabbi Yossi, just have a third shot that takes Rashi a step further in our sugya. Or the Rambam could be splitting Rabbi Yosef and Rehuda based on a Brice and Dachman Beis, not like any other sheet we've seen, but based on the pressure of Brice and Dachman Beis splitting Rabbi Yosef and Rehuda in a new direction. If so, why would he split them in that direction? Either he made a sociological observation that Goyim don't mind being single mothers and Jews do, or he made a philosophical observation that, even though he was far from the Kuzari philosophically, he made a philosophical observation that it's a bigger pagam in Kedushas Yisrael to not know if someone has a father or doesn't have a father or is coming from the Goyim, than to know exactly who the father is if there are two possible Jewish fathers. Okay, we will leave that for now and go on in the Gemara then. Going on in the Gemara is going to be a little funny, as I mentioned, because we're really going to go back. The Mishnah says, Haba'al Bito, etc., right, Elam Kasei Shem Schaib and Nafsho, Right, if a man is ma'anish and refata his daughter, then he's pater from knas because of kamli v'derab minei, because he's chayiv misas bezdin. Okay, kamli v'derab minei, we already analyzed. The problem with this mishnah, which we already saw in Daf Kof Tes, but here's where all the most rishonim discuss it, is a diuk. What's the diuk? Habal beat those pater of kamli v'derab minei, meaning otherwise he would have been chayiv. What's the problem? Happy to be chayv otherwise. It's minasan la'avi hanav, right?
And he's
you're right. What's the avi? Meaning he doesn't need a p'tur kamli rab minei. He's potter because it's himself. Okay, that is the as I think I put on the makoros sheet. Right, that is not only the Rishonim's question. That is the Amoraim's question, at least in the Rishami. And actually, interestingly, the Rishonim don't even come up with any new answers that aren't in the Yerushalmi. They just, discuss the answers of the Yerushalmi. So, you got this, right? So, the question is, why is there a Havamino? Why do you need Kamlid Rabinei for Baal Bito? Right? So, let's put the Yerushalmi's question. Right? What's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi? It's on the sheet, right? Ilo Acher Balek Nasalav Lavia. Who? If anyone's not his father, it has to go to the father. So obviously it goes to himself. So that's what does we seem clear? The diuk is, if not for kamli v'derab minei, ba'al bito would be chayav. Why? After all, the kenas is to himself. So what are the two answers of the Yerushalmi quoted in the Rishonim? What's the first answer? I don't know if I have the order right. The order in Tosfos is actually, I think, different than the order in Yerushalmi. Okay, it doesn't matter. What's one answer? What? Okay, so we have two different. Let's go in order of Tosfos Daf Kof Tes, although no right or wrong here. One answer is Nit Arsa v'Nit Garsha. It's a case where, meaning, keep in mind, you don't want to say she was Nisu'a v'Nit Garsha. Because she's Nisua, she wouldn't be a Basula. Right? But Nit Arsa v'Nit Garsha. Now, we haven't gotten to this yet, but one blot later, in Lamechesem and Aleph, there's a three-way Machlokas Panoim. What's the din of Nit Arsa v'Nit Garsha? Does she have no Knas? Or does she get the Knas and it goes to herself? Or does she get the Knas and it goes to the father like if she had never been betrothed? And you have to say, Nit Arsa v'Nit Garsha, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, there's actually two versions of Rabbi Akiva, but there's Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Hasover Knasa La'atzma. Okay, it's a case in the Tharshav and the Garsha, and the Knas goes to her. Knasa La'atzma. And the Knas goes to her. Goes to her. And therefore, if not for Kibbutz Rabbi, he'd be Chayim, so the Knas goes to her. Okay, seems like a very reasonable answer, and the truth is, in the Rishalmi, they don't necessarily have problems. That, what's the problem that all the Rishonim have with this answer? Then who does this not work for? It doesn't work for a papa. Why? Because if you recall, I think we mentioned this once or twice, but maybe you got a chance to look at the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel, we'll look at it a little later in the year. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel has a halacha there. That kamli rabinei applies, we saw this in a few cases, not only to someone who does an aveira that's chayiv misas bezdin, it also applies to a rodef. Since the rodef should get killed for being a rodef, he has potter for money kamli rabinei. Rodef is either if you want to kill someone, or an anas who's running to be ma'anes arayas. So, the guy is chasing after the arayas, so the Gemara asks, how can the first Mishnah say, habal achoso v'al achos aviv, etc., etc., pays a knas b'chive karis. Why do you pay a knas b'chive karis? Even though there's no kamli rabinei of the onesh, there's kamli rabinei of the rodef. Right? The guy's rodef after chive karis. He should be positive kamli rabinei. What does our papa answer? Papa says, our mishnah is b'mefuta. Our mishnah is not talking about onesh. Our mishnah is talking about mefata. Mefata is not a rodef. Okay. So the kasha is, it's kasha for a papa, and if it's kasha for a papa, that's a valid kasha. Because Rav Papa obviously thought he had an explanation of the Mishnah. So any explanation has to work according to Rav Papa. So kasha, Rav Papa, b'moki l'masnisen b'mefuta v'loba anusa, right? Our Mishnah can't be anusa, right? If it was anusa, and here I'm throwing in the Tosfos Yeshanim, that, or the Ramban, if you realize this, if it was anusa, then it wouldn't make any sense. Chayvim mises bezden, don't pay knas and come to Rabinei. Even Chayvim Kriso should have come to Rabinei if it was an anusa, because of Rode. So it must be that it's talking about mefuta v'loba anusa. What's the kasha? If it's mefuta, and remember, our Mishnah is Elum Naros, right? Naros, and Nara Mefuta is Mocheles, right? Kashlar Papa, the Nara Mefuta, Hare Machla, she was Mochel. So, how do we answer this question? So, first of all, we get back to a question that we dealt with a little at the beginning of the year, and we're not going to repeat the aspects we dealt with at the beginning of the year. Tosfos points out, according to Yerushalmi, it's okay, and the Ramban actually quotes this, seems to quote the name of Tosfos as a more serious possibility, right? That one answer is like the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi hold? What does the Yerushalmi hold? There's no mechila b'knas. And why is there no mechila b'knas? What does the Yerushalmi say? For what reason? Right, but okay, but the loss of the Yerushalmi is it's a davar shelo bo le'olam. Right, I mean, it's not here yet. What if not here yet? It's here later, and I'm on the bedin, right? But it's not here yet. On Boshu Begam, you can be mochel, but our mission is not on Boshu Begam, our mission is about Knas. Boshu Begam
is here?
Yes, Boshu Begam is here. Yerushalmi, she'ein right? So if you're like the Yerushalmi, then it's fine. The only problem is that the Babli seems not to hold like the Yerushalmi. Right? The basically, I haven't even found one of the Rishonim v'Achronim who actually says the Babli agrees with the Yerushalmi. The Ramban tries to defend it theoretically here, but Pashas of the Babli is against the Yerushalmi. Where do we see Pashas the Babli against the Yerushalmi? In two places. One of them we learned already, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, right? Certainly going to argue, so, which says, how do you get Malkus? Ah, you get Malkus. Ba'achoso nara b'yisoma umafuta. A yisoma umafuta gets Malkus. Why? Because she's mochelas the knas. If there's no knas, there's Malkus. Right? So in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, certainly according to our Girsa, and maybe according to all Girsas, says a Yisoma Mefuta, right? It's not her father's, it's her money. She's a Nara, Yisoma Mefuta. She's Mochalos the Knas. And likewise, we'll see a little later, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, right, you don't need Bezin. The Rambam, it might be a little tricky, but the simple shot is you don't need this. I also end up Mem Amud Aleph, it seems pretty mefurish in the Bavli. It says, if you look at the first mission of Mem Amud Aleph, Yisomash in his Arsav in his Garsha, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Honus Chaim in Fatah Pacha. A Yisomash in his Arsav in his Garsha, remember, Rabbi Kiva said she gets her own Knas. It says, an Onus is Chaim, and Fatah is Pacha. Why? Because it's her own Knas, she was Mochel. That's the worst. Says Amar Rabba Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yelazar Meshidas, Rabbi Kiva Rabba Rama. He's following Rabbi Kiva. Darmi Yeshla Knas and Knas LaAtzma, who says the Knas goes to herself. Why does and therefore, if the Knas goes to herself, then Mefuta is Mochelas. So it seems pretty explicit there that Mefuta is Mochelas or Knas if it's her own and not her father's. Okay. Bedocha, you get out of that by saying that it's really not referring to Knas. It's really hold on. Yeah, that's really not referring to Knas, it's referring to Boshu Begam, when they said Knas Lav Dafer. But, the simple shot is, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, is that the Babli holds you can be Mochel Knas. So if the Babli holds you can be Mochel Knas, then we're stuck. What's the case? Okay, so what did Rishonim answer? What is Tosos, Tosos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph actually doesn't have anything to say here, but, what did the other Rishonim answer? How do they defend this thesis of this Arsav Garsha? Fine, it's her own Knas.
Oh, but if it's her own tenasa, the Papa says Befata, she was mochel. So, how do we defend this? No, that's a different shot. That's not within this there. If then you don't need Nesarsha and Nesgarsha. Right? Then it was never the father's. What did the Ramban say? What does Tosfos say in Sanhedrin? The Ramban says, right here, he just makes no kimta, there's no mechila. How is there no mechila? Right? He just makes no kimta that she's a shota. And a shota can't be mochel. Right? She's a shota. Right? It's not a crazy okimta. We're just trying to explain why you need come the rabbine. You need come the rabbine for the case of shota. Because the shota, the knas goes to herself. She's a sarsa and a scarsa, the knas goes to herself. And she wasn't mochelas because she's not a bas mechila. She's a shota. She doesn't das to be mochel. And that's the case when he would be chayav her the money because she wasn't mochel. But he's part of the Kamlu Ravmine. What's the assumption that Ramban is making? He admits he's making it. I mean, on the diet. That's not so pashut. That a shota is considered like anusa, that she can't be mochel, but for roll date purposes, she's considered a food that there's no roll date. Right? We're trying to blame her papa, who says for roll date purposes, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is L'inya din rodeif shota is chashuva kimefuta loka anusa ve'ein ba din rodeif. Meaning, I would say better. Obviously, the guys are chasing three ma'anis a shota. I mean, a shota mefuta, even though she has no das, and she can't really be mochel, she has no das, she can't really be mochel. Nonetheless, even though she has no das, she can't be mochel, le'inyan rodef, she's still considered a mefuta. You're not considered a rodef. So le'inyan dine mamanos, she can't be mochel. But le'inyan rodef, and what's his logic? His logic is, he says, ain't up a trumpus la'rayas. What does he mean by that? He means, when it comes to dine mamanos, the shota can't give consent. So when it comes to dine mamanos, you have to pay her, she can't be mochel, she can't make it okay, she can't give consent. But when it comes to rodef, even though she can't legally give consent, but still, if she's interested in znus, then you can't say you're chasing after her and you're trying to violate her and we should kill you to save her. She's interested in znus, not this guy, it'll be the next guy. Right? So therefore, we can't, meaning, we should try to save her, right? This shows that it's not her fault. Obviously, we should try to protect her from Minik Hefner. But we can't kill someone to save her. Because he's not considered a rodef, even though what is this? It's statutory rape, right? She's not at the age to give consent. So in Bezdin, when they sue each other in court, he's going to be found guilty. He has to pay the knas, no mechila. But in terms of rodef, you can't take vigilante action to protect this girl from this fellow, because he's not actually forcing himself on her. She's agreeing, and therefore that's not a road date. For a road date, you need to actually be violent, not just be, a road date is only a classic rapist, not a statutory rapist. That's not called a road date.
And taking advantage of her?
Taking advantage of her, indeed, among this is bad, but it's not a road date. You can't kill him if he's trying to take advantage of her. We can only kill him if he's trying to chase after her and force her.
She looks like she's consenting.
She is consenting. She just doesn't have legal capacity to consent.
Right.
Right, correct. That's the schiddish. His schiddish is, you might have said, look, if she's not consenting, he's a rodef. We should kill him. No. We only kill him if he's being violent and forcing a woman. If he's just taking advantage of a woman without capacity to consent, then that's not enough of a rodef to kill him.
Do you think that
Do I think he's chayiv and losi elisha? I think pashtus he is chayiv and losi elisha.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if this is like another, because like we had this similar, very similar distinct question on distinction by Pitoikitana onus.
Correct. So here what he's basically saying is that Pitoikitana, let's assume a shota is a kitana, Pitoikitana is not onus in your rodef. In your rodef, it's not onus. I don't know what is linear other things. I see what you're saying. meaning what are the Isha? So that talk is a machlokas rishonim. Hold on, I might have written that down someplace. I mean, I definitely wrote that down someplace. I might have the paper here where I wrote it down. I apologize. No, I don't have the paper here. Okay, that's taka a machlokas achronim. If there's losi al isha in that, so the Ramban would certainly lean better towards the side that it's not considered omis losi al isha, but locked out. So it could be road that was different. Okay. This is the Ramban's chiddush. It's just one little chiddush. If a guy's chasing a bas da'as, or anyway, if a guy's chasing violently a girl to grab her, we kill him. If the guy's chasing a shota to take advantage of her, we can't kill him. And that way, it fits for a papa. Tosos in Sanhedrin gives a different okimta. What's the okimta of Tosos in Sanhedrin? He says, what's the case? Remember, the case is that we want to be her own kenas. But the mission says that Onara, she's a Nara. A Nara who gets her own knas, and Rapapa she's Mefuta. So why wasn't she Mocheles?
She says I'm not Mocheles.
Exactly. She said, the Therush, Shalom Machla HaKnas, that she wasn't Mochele Knas. Meaning the guy starts to sweet talk. I mean, she's a very lawyerly Nara here. The guy tried to seduce her, and she said, well, okay, you know what, fine, I'll listen to you, but you should know, I'm not forgoing my right to sue. Right? So that's, again, is it a common case, Lav Davka? But okay, she was, I don't know, both her parents are lawyers, she learned this in her youth, and she said, okay, fine, I'll give in, but I'm going to sue you afterwards. And he didn't take her seriously, and then she sued him afterwards. Okay, so she said she wasn't vocal.
Are these like a machlokas between these two Tosfot? How do you understand them?
Pashtus, yes. Well, I mean, Tosfot's Nachlok test didn't give this answer. That's an interesting question. Okay, that's an open question. I'll come back to it in a second. Why did Tosfot's Nachlok test not say this answer? Just because he didn't think it, he thought this was too weird of an okimta, or because he thought it wouldn't work?
Right.
That's what you're asking.
Right.
Unclear. For now, we'll assume he just thought it was too weird of an okimta. Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you notice, gave a subtly different answer. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? And this is more important because of the ha'ara that Rochana made about it, because we have already answers.
He
says, what's the okimta? The okimta is that, not that she says I'm not mochel. For Rabbi Kiva Eger, that was too weird. Mamish, like the guy goes to seduce the 12-year-old girl, so I understand. Sometimes you seduce a girl and she says, okay, fine. Sometimes you seduce a girl and she says, no way, slaps you in the face and runs away. And sometimes she says, okay, fine, but I'm retaining all my rights to sue you in court. He thought that was a little too dumb. So he just gives a different example. And he says, the case of Mashkachas, etc. What's his Okimta? Okimta is that she didn't know that she was Nit'arsa of Nit'garsha. She doesn't realize she was Nit'arsa of Nit'garsha. Why? Because a father can be Ma'aris his daughter and accept a get for her, even if she doesn't know. So therefore, maybe the father was in Medina's Hayam and was Ma'aris her and accepted a get to be Ma'aris her. And so she thought the knas went to the father. She didn't realize the knas was her own. Okay, if you don't realize something belongs to you, then you can't say you were mochel, right? If I don't realize it's mine, then of course I'm not mochel, right? If you come to pick an apple off a tree and I don't realize it's my tree, and I don't say anything, I wasn't mochel, I just didn't realize it was my tree. If I realized it was my tree, I would have been, I would have been mochel, right? If you come to take your bicycle, and I think it's your bicycle, and it's really mine, I wasn't mochel. I just didn't realize it was my bicycle. That's why I didn't say anything. Right? So, Ein kan mechila, ki lo yada shaknas shela. Domeh l'shota in that, she doesn't have das limchol. Just a different Haiti Timtza. Why she doesn't have Das Limchol? Shota doesn't have Das Limchol because she doesn't have Das. This girl didn't have Das Limchol. She had Das because she just didn't know the specific element that it belonged to her. And therefore, you can't say she was Mochelas. Okay, these are some of the answers. You go to the Achronim, obviously you find more creative answers as well. But these are some of the mainstream answers that were shown him and throwing in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now,
It's hard to say that she's doing an act that my Rebbe Tefila, and she's saying that I'm not.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. That Rav Fun is what to say about that. So before we go on to the second answer, right? Which, well, we should mention that. What's the second answer, of course? Which Yerushalmi comes first? Is that nothing to do with the doctrine of Garsha? Meaning, basically, you have to make the Knas hers, right? If you don't make the Knas hers, then you're not going to solve the problem. Why you can not make? One way to make the Knas hers is Arsa and Garsha. What's the other way to make the Knas hers? That it wasn't hers originally, but it became hers later, right? Ba'aleha V'acharkach. Well, obviously it have to be V'acharkach in this case, right? And then he died. Kodem Hamada B'din, right? The father slept with his daughter. Now, of course, at this point, he'd be potter because it's his own money. But then he died before Hamada B'din. Or, a simpler example is, she became Bogeris before Hamada B'din.
That's Tosus.
And what is, that's exactly, that's Tosus' answer, correct?
So, Shami could have said this.
Exactly, thing. That is Tosus' answer in Daf Chav Tes, Amud Aleph. Right? This is what Tosus said in Daf Chav Tes, Amud Aleph. Right, because he doesn't like any way to defend the other way. What does the Mishnah say in the beginning of the next parak? The Mishnah says in the beginning of the next parak says, Lo hispika lama b'din ad shemei sa'av. If there was no amad b'din and the father died, harin shal atzma, she gets it herself. And likewise, lo hispika lama b'din ad shebagra. If she didn't do amad b'din until she became bogeres, before amad b'din, harin la atzma, then she gets the money. And that's why really now it should go to her. And therefore, he's only potter because the killing Rambine, because the money should really go to her. Okay, before we get to discussing that, let's just discuss what the Ramban says. We mentioned this once, but now we'll just expand a little. The Ramban says, it's clear in the Bavli that we're against the Yerushalmi. Right? Pretty clear in the Bavli. It'd be very, very duchat, very hard to, like, make the Bavli agree with the Yerushalmi. Seems pretty clear the Bavli's not like the Yerushalmi. The question is why? Why is the Bavli against the Yerushalmi? How many days does the Ramban have? Well, it's a great count. One reason to say the Bavli is against the Yerushalmi would be just that we disagree about Knas, right? That's what we mentioned, and we're not going to review that aspect. Maybe the Bavli thinks you're Chayiv Knas right away, Mishas Maisa, and that it really is Davar Shabali Olam, and that there is Mechila with Knas. So one option is, Yesh Mechila B'Knas. Why? Pashtos. Because the Chiyuv is Miyad. Right? The Chiyuv B'Knas is right away, and that Mother B'Din is just a T'nai, or just a, you know, a complicating factor waiting to get out of it. Then, you can be Mochel. But the Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban says, nope, can't be. There's no Mechila B'Knas. You're not Chayiv B'Knas yet. It is a Taka, the Yushalmi's right. It's a Dover Shlo Bali Olam. So what does the Ramban say? What does the Ramban say? If it's not the Mechila, then why does the Bavli disagree with the Yerushalmi? What's the word for the unique? First of all, how many pshatim does the Ramban have?
Two.
His first pshat is, I think he might use this word. It's a code word in Shas. It actually, the main place we see this word is later in Ksuba. The whole ninth parak is about it.
Siluk.
Does the Ramban use the word siluk? I think he does.
Rabbi Benrach used it in the Shir.
Okay, I use it in the Shir at the beginning of the year. Excellent. So I think the Ramban used this word. Says the Ramban. He says that, the Avli came near in the Dvarim, she saw Mufuta Ein Laknas, Yecholu Limchol Knas, Afish Lo Zosuba Dain, even though she doesn't own it, right? How could she be Mochel? Halamazadom, Lo Omer Labur Soso, Din Dvarim Lechsayach. That's what I said, the ninth parak, right? The ninth parak of Tsubas is all about this rule. He doesn't use this phrase, but this is the phrase that the Rishonim and Achronim, thank you, use. Is that it's Bidin Siluk. What does Siluk mean? Siluk means besides Mechila, there's a different principle. The principle is that one can stipulate that a din should not apply in the first place. That's what's called Siluk. You could stipulate it didn't, doesn't apply in the first place. Again, that's the whole ninth parak is about that. Right? The,
Is it only regarding Maman, or is it?
Only regarding Maman. Only regarding Maman Pashtas. The whole ninth parak is about this. It's all about, the ninth parak is all about what are they called? Prenuptial agreements. Right? That's what they call it nowadays. I don't mean halachic prenuptial agreements like aguna and stuff. I mean like what the movie stars do. Right? The prenuptial agreements, right? That before they get married, they say, well, I'm not going to tie this on your property, and you're not going to tie this on my property. Yeah, someone makes the contract. Someone makes the contract with his wife that they shouldn't have rights, he shouldn't have rights on her money. So that's called sila. You're allowed to stipulate that you will not, that a din will not apply to you in the first place. Right? It's like a little like a masa masha does with Torah, right? Siluk means masna. What's his lashon? Shalo yirashena, that you won't inherit it, meaning that you won't get it. Masna shalo yekabel zechuto. You won't receive your rights. Right? Now, it's a big machlokes Rishonim, as he points out. Most Rishonim hold in the ninth parak. What is this, Masna Shalo Yirashena? Masna Masha goes to the Torah, right? So why can you mean Masna Masha goes to the Torah? So most Rishonim hold, no. You can't just make whatever stipulations you want. It's only in the ninth parak, Dinim Derabbanan, you can stipulate that you don't want to be Chal. Because the Rabbanan gave you options. Basically, when the Rabbanan made a rule, they made a rule, the husband has rights, the wife has rights. They made the rule for his good or for her good. He could say, I don't need the Rabbanan to make my rule. That's a principle. Whatever the Chachamim said, you go zeh, you could say, I don't want. So many Rishonim hold that Siluk only works for Rabbanans. When the Rabbanan gave you an advantage, they gave it to you optionally. They said, if you want, take the advantage. But when the Torah said, the Torah said. That's God. You have no options as to whether to listen to God or not. However, the Ramban says there's another shita that siluk works even for doresas. Pashtus, I'm not getting to the sugya now. Pashtus, this is the shita that masna mashakos b'torah tzno okayim dine mamonos b'ikaron. Right? This is machlokes Rishonim whether you can make a stipulation against the Torah dine mamonos. Only if you can cancel it out somehow, by being mochel or by obligating something else, or rather, no, fundamentally, even the Torah dine mamonos. Hashem said, it's up to you if you want this din or not. So if you assume, said some people say, siluk works in doresas. When Hashem gave you a right in Dini Mamonos in the Torah, he said, if you want. Wait, if you want, you have this right. If you don't want, you don't have to have the right.
Siluk of the Tanai?
What?
Siluk of the Tanai?
Not Tanai condition. Tanai stipulation. Meaning, they use the word master when I stipulate something. It doesn't mean a condition. It doesn't mean if, then. Tanai just means I'm saying the way I want things to go. That's a different use of the word tonight. Right. So I mean, not condition, but a
limitation.
A stipulation, a limitation. That's what they mean by masna. The difference between that and mechila is that mechila can only be chal once something exists. You can't be mo'ed over shalvolium. Sila can only be chal before something exists. So therefore, they're two very different things. Okay, and this is again, this is really a machlokes, whether siluk works for a doraisa, as the Rambam himself points out. What does he say? He says, I know I'm going out a little bit of a limb. He says, the local different first I'm going to zushim drabana. Not like the Mandarim says, you could only be master on a drabana. Ela filo b'shel Torah. Even b'shel Torah. That is a fascinating question. Pashtos by Ribbis, it does not work because Ribbis has a special issue that even if everyone agrees, it doesn't work. But by Yerusha, I think they might assume it would work. You'd have technical problems by Yerusha. Because I'm not getting into it now, but to have a proper siluk, something needs to not have taken effect yet. But you already need to be connected. You already need to it already needs to be on the, it needs to be in the back, in the on deck circle. You need to be already prepared for it to take effect. So by marriage, during Erusin, you can even sale, because that's already coming before Nisuin when it would take effect.
Oh.
By Knas, at the time of the Maisa, you can even sale, because that leading time of the Dim will take effect. By Erusha, it's a little tricky, because if my Morish is alive, then maybe it's, I can't really be Masale, because it's not even Omeg Lakach. But it's an interesting question, what if it just goes, say, I don't know, Yesh Lodim, Yesh Lodim. Okay.
The difference here is that by the seal of by the Ksunga, while by the Perus, they're making an active deal. Here it's like implicit, if I'm a father,
okay,
it's
excellent point, you're right, that's another assumption. It's one thing, sealing is like a fancy schmancy halachic, legalese. It's one thing to say if a guy writes a contract, he's masalik. It's another thing to say implicitly by being seduced, she wants to do this whole fancy legal construct. You're absolutely right, it's a chish. Okay, the other way the Ramban says, but oh.
No, you want to argue that she's not masalikit herself. You don't want to go that way. You don't want to go the whole way. You want to establish this principle, then you want to say no.
No, I'm not talking about our case. I'm talking about the general case.
Yes, but you
want
to relate it to here to answer your
question. No, I'm not related to her yet. I'm just talking about the general case the Babli disagrees with Yerushalmi. Generally. So, what does the Ramban say next? What's his last shot? Ve'od? That it's not the Knas she was Mocheles, or even that she's a Salik from the Knas. It's not about the Knas, it's more fundamental. It's that he's chayiv the knas because he took advantage of her without permission. But if she allowed it, she was mocheles, it's not a mechilas a knas. It's just that she agreed to this pashrus in the first place. Assuming, let's say, she's Yosoma and she has her own, she's the balabas. If she agreed to it in the first place, there's no knas because he didn't take advantage of her in the first place. She agreed, right? If you ask me, can I chop down your tree? And I say, yes. It's not that you're chayav mazik to me for the tree, but I'm mochel. And then you ask, was I mochel? Was I mistalik? Is it folio? No. If you ask me if you could chop some wood off my tree and I say, yes, you weren't a mazik in the first place. I gave you the tree. It's not even a mazik in the first place. That's what he says here. Goof or muscle, last bunker son of Higo Remzo said, oh, she's the one who gave over her goof. And therefore, there's no knas in the first place.
The opposite, there is knas.
No.
The knas stands.
He says
she
this
only gave
is
her body.
Ah! And once she gave him her body, there's no havamin of a knas.
No, you want the knas to be.
No, no, you're backwards. Okay, we'll talk about it later. Okay. The Ramban says that it is what some of the Achronim call mazik or shus is not mazik, meaning there's no knas in the first place because she gave him her guf. Knas is if he took her goof without permission. If she gives her permission in the first place, then that's not a mechila. That's not a mazik. That's not an onus on fata in the first place. Again, it's exactly like you say, can I chop some branches off of your tree? And I say, yes, take some branches from my tree. I'm not mochel b'mazik. I'm not mistalik and masnesh lo yochel dini mazik. You're not a mazik in the first place because you had permission. If you have permission, that's not called mazik. That's called matana. There's no knas on a matana. There's knas on a mazik, on a gzeva. There's no, or a gneva. You know, ones is a goslin and mefata is a ganef. There's no knas on a matana.
This only when it goes to her, is it not when it goes to
her? Only when it goes to her, because if it goes to her father, then he didn't get his father's permission.
That was my question also.
So that's the case.
There's no. It's her body that she's going to
it's
not her
body.
No, it's her father's. Who told you to live in the 21st century?
I think it's okay to say it's her father's knas.
No, for the Ramban, meaning until you get here, you could have said it. But once you get here, you have to say it's not just her father's knas. Okay, you don't have to go so far as to say it's her father's body, but it's her father's rights on this body. Right? Again, I'm not claiming that is in consonance with contemporary jurisprudence. But what the Ramban would be assuming is that, no, who has the rights on her body? her father, it means she's not a Yisrael. If she has a father, her father has the rights in her body. Obviously, it doesn't mean to personally utilize it, that's Chayav Misa. But it means to marry her off, right? Obviously, he doesn't have the right to personally utilize her body, that's Gila Rice. He doesn't have the right to sell her off as a Zona, that's Al Tachal's Bitla Laznoso. But he has the rights to marry her off. He has the rights on her Bia that he can, as long as he does it, Bechopavi Kedushin, that's Moshe of Yisrael, in a, you know, in a proper way, he can give that to whatever man he wants. So therefore, it's his goof that this guy took if she's not a Yisoma. If she's a Yisoma, then it's her own goof. And once she gave him her goof, there's no happening class in the first place, and there's no need for a mechila or a sila. It's you didn't do anything to her in the first place.
Does that make it just very similar to the Rambam's third category, is that he's limiting it to when she's in, when it's only her?
And more than that, he's assuming even if she's seduced, it's still, she's agreeing 100%, right?
Yeah.
Okay, somewhat. You know, I'm not sure what the nafkaminas of that are. Okay, basically we have three ways of understanding how this mechila works. Nothing to do with that one and two. Different count. Three ways of understanding how this mechila works. Now, some of the achrona point out there could be nafkaminas between understanding the Bavli. Again, I'm not talking about our case now. I'm talking about a general case, right? In a general case that mechila works, a nara mefuta yisoma, right? Nara mefuta yisoma potter lufi abam. Why? Either mechila taka works on knas, and then you would go to all the other knosos also and say mechila works, and that would change all the lums of knas that we discussed in Elul, or not mechila midin siluk. Therefore, it's only specifically if you have a case where it's at the time or beforehand, or and only if you don't see the Gersh Doraisas, or like the Ramban. No, this is Mazik Rishus. If it's Mazik Rishus, now keep in mind, this works much better. Remember, we had a bit of a Hakira about why does the Chiyuv Knas in the first place. Right? The Ramban was the one who says we did Mazik. So it works well. If the Ramban, if you say like Ramosha Feinstein, the reason for the Knas is as a, you know, disincentive for people who are prutzit to keep away prutzus, then I'm not sure they're about to be relevant. It has to do with prutzus. It doesn't have to do with taking your body without permission. If you would say, like you wanted to say, no, it's because the ishas said that the context that you should have created to make up for the lack of ishas, then I don't think the fact that she gave your permission helps. But if you, she can be more close, she can ask if she wants. She can't be more close, her goof. But if you say this, the Ramban Lashitase, from that very central Hakira, right, this works, the Ramban Lashitase, Al HaTorah, Shechiyav Knas, is Midin Mazik. If the whole reason for the Knas is Mazik is you took something without permission, then if you've got permission, you don't need to be Mochel the Knas. You were never Chayav Knas in the first place, because you never did anything wrong. Again, I'm not talking about in Beit Adam or Mako, obviously it's wrong to seduce us. But in Malchabir, you're late and you never did anything wrong. Oh, you seduced her and she didn't really want to do it. Doesn't matter. She's an adult, she's 12 years old, she has das. If she decided to agree to the seduction, then you haven't done anything wrong. And that's the same as going out in the first place and agreeing. Okay, what could there be a nafkamina between these three ways? So there could be some nafkaminas. One of the nafkaminas is, the Kovitz Shirim points out, says the Nafkamina is Rabbi Kiva Eger's case. What is Rabbi Kiva Eger's case? Where she didn't know the Knas went to her. She didn't know the Knas went to her. Right? So what does Rabbi Chanan say? And I think this is reasonable. Rabbi Chanan says, very, very reasonably, he says, according to Pshat 1 and 2, you should be chayiv the Knas. Because there was no proper mechila or siluk. If she didn't know it was her knas, she couldn't have been mochel it. If she didn't know it was her knas, she couldn't have been masnesh lo yochel, mistalik from it. But, says Rav Chanan, if it's a matter of that he didn't take anything in the first place, she gave it over to him willingly. Right? If she didn't know who would get, whether she would get the knas, whether she didn't know who was in charge. But the Maisa, what would he say? He would say Potter, because he
didn't do anything wrong to her. Again, I don't mean to do anything wrong. It's wrong to do snos ben avlamakom. Right? We're not giving him after Yonah. And not only that, we're calling him a paros and yishchenu nachash. But in terms of what he did to her, she didn't know who the knas went to. She didn't know the legalities. But he went over, he said, would you like to sleep with me? And she said, yes. So how could she sue him? She didn't know whether her father was in charge or she was in charge. It doesn't matter. Lamaisa, she gave over her goof willingly. So if she gives over her goof willingly, how could she sue him? So according to the third shot, and therefore what he wants to say is that Rabbi Akiva Eger only works according to the first two shots and not the third shot. And maybe that's why Tosis didn't say Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now someone asked me before, and this would be Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger would only work according to the first two shotim. According to the third shot, you would not say like Rabbi Akiva Eger. In the Dibri Yecheskel that I put in brackets, if you want to go so far as to say, but I'm not as convinced of this, that even Tosus and Sanhedrin is the same nafkamina. It says, if it's a matter of Mechila, she said she was a Mochel. But if it's a matter of Mazik for Shus, then what do you mean she gave over her goof willingly? Over there, I'm not as convinced. You could say, no, that's exactly her point. She's saying, I'm not giving over my goof willingly, I'm just not going to argue about it. But the Dibri Yecheskel says, maybe also Tosus and Sanhedrin. He says, that's Machlokes between Tosus and Sanhedrin and Tosus and Ksubas. Tosus and Sanhedrin hold Mechil or Silah, and Tosus and Ksubas, and Tosus and Ksubas hold Mazik or Shus. So maybe even the Dibri Yecheskel says that Tosus in Sanhedrin is the same Nafkamina. Meaning he says, even if she explicitly says, I'm willing to sleep with you, but I'm not Mochel. So, there's no Mechila, there's no Siluk, but she still was willing to sleep with him and she can't sue him afterwards. Because she said, I'm willing to sleep with you. Okay. Possibly, but Yesh L'ayin, but not for now. Another Nafkamina could be, and this also need to be mentioned, now it's Chazara, but I think it's important Chazara to put it together all in one place. A second Nafkamina.
But Tosis is agreeing with Yushalmi, you know? And it's Mechila, it's not any of their Imam's other stuff.
And Lamdavka. Lamdavka.
Their Imam means that.
No, after which Tosis? In Tosik Subas.
Yeah.
The truth is, no, Tosik Subas does not agree with Yerushalmi. Tosik Subas says, but Babli doesn't agree with Yerushalmi. They're both in the Babli.
Right.
They're both in the Babli. And the Dibri Yecheskel will claim they're different shots in the Babli. Another Nafkamina, which we already discussed, you'll remember, this is the stipler that someone just mentioned, is how about the discussion of Machlokas between the Rashba and Tosfos? If you notice in this little Or Shemech I quoted, he is convinced that the Rambam is like the Rashba on this. So there's a Menchas Chinuch who's convinced the Rambam is like Tosfos. So that's what the Stipler deals with, and he has all kinds of confusion, which I'm not sure of. Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos. How about Mechilas or Mechilas Pe'utos? Right? What if she's the level of Pe'utos? Would the Mechila or not? So, Pe'utos, remember we said, was like kids who are old enough to have a proper monetary conversation and be drabana and their business dealings are valid. So Tos says still can't be mochel the knas. Only Nari can be mochel the knas. Well, the Rashba says they can't be mochel the knas. I think it was mochel the Tos of Rashba, if I recall correctly. So would this depend on this issue? So the Or Shemech that I had here discussed it in the Kilos Yaakov, I put in brackets, discussed it at much greater length. Basically, their maskana is, if you take shot number three, I apologize for going backwards a little, that's what Mazik Roshos, then clearly, the Pe'ut, if you take shot number three, that look, if she agreed, then she didn't do anything wrong, the site went to Havmina otherwise, but his maskana is the same as the Or Shemech's maskana. His maskana is the same as the Or Shemech's maskana, and he says in this case it would be potter because she gave him her goof, meaning at least on some level, right? She is old enough to
make a decision to give him a Tana and to give him a Rof. I know he has Peter Tana Onus the Ritva, leaving that aside. But this is a little tricky. But see what we said then in the Ritva. Okay, but leaving that aside, right? What they want to say is if it's a matter of that it's not a mazik in the first place, here she agreed it's not a mazik in the first place. If it's a matter of siluk, then the stipler wanted to say that he'd be chayiv the knas. Why? Because pe'utos can't do siluk. Nah, siluk is a very abstract legal category. It's making it snai, what applies, what doesn't apply. It's not regular business, they can't do it. If it's mechila, then actually interesting, or sameach and the stipler said two different things. If it's in regular mechila, then the or sameach thought that he should be chayiv, the mechila should not be valid, the kilos Yaakov thought he should be a potter, and this, see what we said in terms of the ktos, etc. See what we said from the ktos. Basically, say, if we did mechila, then you might want to ask, well, mechila, pe'utos, can pe'utos do mechila in all circumstances? Can they not do mechila in all circumstances? That might depend. You could say, here's an essay, if it's mechila, pe'utos can't do mechila. No, there are bottom weren't talking across the board they can do mechila. Well, the stipler says, no, they weren't talking across the board they can do mechila. But if it's siluk, says the stipler, he's the only one who deals with that, he says, siluk, for sure they can't do. That's not regular business dealings. That's stipulating what should be chal, what shouldn't be chal. Putos have no right to do that. And both the stipler in the end, though not in the beginning, and the Rosh Hashanah agree, if the matter she gave him her gof in the first place, that's regular matanas. That she gave her gof in the first place, leaning, yes, yeah, she agreed. She gave her gof in the first place, then for sure. As long as she's the age of putos, she really understood she was giving him her gof, so that should be effective. Mechila, unclear, it's a little more abstract. You can go either way whether it's effective. Siluk, which is super abstract, then for sure, pe'utos can't be mistalik. I'll just point out one third nafkamina, and then we will have to continue next time. Sorry to say. I'm glad we'll continue next time. This in the brackets is a whole complicated thing. The Ketzos and the Minchas Chinuch argued about the following Beis Yosef. It's Akasha and Teretz. The Beis Yosef says...
The Minchas Chinuch?
The Minchas Chinuch. And the Ketzos. Beis Yosef says... Hachovel be'eved kanani shelo shaveh pruta is pater mimalkus. If you're chovel in your own eved kanani shaveh pruta, you're pater mimalkus. Why? Because you have to pay money. Oh, you don't have to pay money? No, because
maskana eved kana rabo?
No, so you pay money and then you get it back and that counts as chayev mamon. Meaning, even though you don't really pay money, since you theoretically owe the money that counts as chayav and pops you from Malkus, the Ketzos asks the question. Sos Hiksha from Ksubos Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. She Mefuta Shemachla your chayav Malkus. Meaning, remember the Gemara asked Ula. Remember Ula? How could you have Malkus and Mammon? The answer is, she was Yisoma Mefuta, who was Mochelos the Mammon, and that's why you have Malkus. So he said, how can the Beis Yosef say theoretical money passes you for Malkus? No, if there's theoretical money, but you don't actually owe your Chayav Malkus. So that's the Kasha. Kasha, if there's theoretical money, what is the Ketzos assuming? The Ketzos is Mefurash, that he's assuming Derech 1. The Ketzos says, if you understand that we did Mechila here, that shows if you owe money in your mochel, you're still chayiv malchus. So likewise, if you owe money in your own eved kanani, and it goes back to you, you're still chayiv malchus. The Minchas Chinuch answers him. The Minchas Chinuch answers. He says, no, shani mefuta shemachla, she'ein kan mazik klal. He answers, he quotes the Ramban, the end of the Ramban. He says, no, a mefuta who's mocheles, it's not your chayiv money who's mochel. You never chayiv money in the first place because she gave you her guf. And if you're never chayiv money in the first place, that's where you're chayiv malchus. Basically, what's the machlokas tzos and minchas chinuch? What do we prove from that Lama Beis? Lama Beis says if she's a Yosoma and Nara and she's Mefuta, you don't pay money, you get Malkus. Why do you get Malkus? Minchas Chinuch says you get Malkus because there's no Mazik in the first place. So there's no Chiyuv Mamon in the first place. And this doesn't prove anything. Of course there's no Chiyuv Mamon in the first place, you get Malkus. So it says, no, there was a Chiyuv Malkus, just Malkus she was Mochel. And this proves that there's a Chiyuv Mamon Shenimchal. Then you're Chayv Malkus, there's no Kimlin or Raminei. Let me just summarize that in different language. I'll make myself a little box here. What I'm trying to say is, what do we prove from the Chachmam and Beis Amin Aleph? The Ketzov says, we prove that if he was Chayav Mamon, Umachalo, then there's no Kimle Ramine. And he's Chayav Malkus. Right, that's what we prove. That just like over there, there's Mechila, and the Mechila totally erased the Chiyuv Mamon, and now there's Malkus. Likewise, when there's a Chiyuv Mamon that gets erased, you're Chayiv Malkus. While the Minchas Chinuch says, nothing. All we prove is, Em Eino Chayiv Mamon Meikara Ein Kimle V'Ramine. If you were never Chayim Mamon in the first place, there's no Kimlin Ramine. Okay, Shkoyach. If you're never Chayim Mamon in the first place, there's no Kimlin Ramine. That doesn't prove that your Chayim Mamon was Nimchal. This could be enough Kamina. What if I, right now, I go over to John, and I punch him 2 shekels worth? He's clever. He doesn't want 2 shekels. He wants Malkus. So as I punch him 2 shekels worth, right, he says that, I'll Mochel the money. So do I get Malkus? So the Ketzov says we can prove from this sugya that I get Malkus, just like if she's Mochelis, the guy gets Malkus. Likewise, if I hit him and he's Mochel, he shouts he's Mochel, he's very clever, he gets me Malkus. Minchas Chinuch says, no, that's not a valid comparison at all. In Daf Lamed Beis, he never did anything wrong in the first place. She gave him his guf. That just proves he says punch me. Well, no, if he says punch me, I'm not chayiv anything. But if I'm real, that proves there's no mazik at all, then you're chayiv Malkus. But if I was mazik, you were just Mochel, then I've already become part of Malkus. Agav, the Tzotz points out, at the end, if you say it's Bidin Siluk, then Taka would end up more like a Minchas Chinuch. Because with Bidin Siluk, there's no Chiyuv in the first place. This is a very indirect Nafkamina. Basically, the Nafkamina is, what if he's Mochel means I punch him, do I get Malkus or not? Right? If you say this is Midin Mechila, that proves that Momo Shemimchal doesn't Potter for Malkus. But if you say this means Siluk or Mazik Rishus, then Momo Shemimchal might Potter for Malkus. And this case is different because it's not even Momo in the first place. Okay, what we have to pick up with next time, Mir Tzashem, on Thursday, we will not have Shir because some of us will have Purim. Some of us at Purim, we will have less Da'as, although it's not really true. Because unless you're Shechush Shalot, you're still considered Bar Da'as. All of the alumni Kollel is also invited if they want to come to Purim Suda at my house with the not yet alumni Kollel at 1 o'clock. Everyone's invited. If you would be in the neighborhood, or if you just have it's a good enough incentive to come to the neighborhood. I will glean that. I'll send it out an email. So okay, and we'll have to pick up from Mr. Shen next Monday. I'll send out a recorder, so we'll have what to keep up.